Hey guys, it's Ray from the Teach Better team, and you're listening to an audio blog called Supporting Student Productive Struggle, written by guest blogger Matthew Joseph. This week, some of our school leaders and intervention professionals held a fall data meeting. One of the discussions, besides progress or increased needs, focused on the productive struggle of learners. Productive struggle. That idea intrigued me, and I wanted to dive into that thought. The first thought I had is that we often ask teachers not to do the heavy lifting. We often say students don't come to school to watch their teachers work. So how do we shift the trend and have students working more? Consider your own productive struggle. I know how I feel when I attempt something new. I also remember how I felt when I picked up a golf club for the first time. How about you when you tried something new? Did you get it the first time? Or did it take you multiple attempts, perseverance, and failure to actually reach your goal or learn the skill? How did you feel when you actually reached the goal? Now consider your students. Now think about your classroom and your school. How much of your instructional time is spent with you in control of the lesson? How much of the learning block do your students actually work? Carol Dweck says, if parents want to give their children a gift, the best thing they can do is teach their children to love challenges, be intrigued by mistakes, enjoy effort, and keep on learning. That way, their children don't have to be slaves to praise. They'll have a lifelong way to build and repair their confidence. I think this quote is also so vital to education. I believe that if you're providing a safe and challenging learning environment, students will have the opportunity for a productive struggle. Implementing tasks that promote reasoning and problem solving is a great place to start. These tasks will encourage meaningful discourse and allow for you to pose purposeful questions. But what about the productive struggle? Before we go any further, it's critical we define productive struggle. This is not a term I coined, so I went to the Google machine and I looked for some good explanations. These two resonated with me. Productive struggle is effort practice that goes beyond passive reading, listening, or watching, that builds useful, lasting understanding and skill. Another definition is when students grapple with an idea or an issue and is able to come up with a solution themselves, developing perseverance and resilience in pursuing and obtaining the learning goal or understanding. Giving opportunities for productive struggle is part of the learning and encourages creativity. More independent opportunities will build authentic student engagement and perseverance. This type of student work will give teachers opportunity for informal assessment, intervention, and feedback. Additionally, productive struggle immerses your student in authentic engagement. Without struggle or feedback, they cannot progress or grow. In today's everyone wins culture, we have moved away from productive struggle. We should acknowledge students for their perseverance and effort, then provide students with specific targeted feedback to get them progress. Giving advice and praise is not feedback. A principle to action report from 2014 says, to support students, we must consider what they know and then support them to figure out what they need to know. And I agree. Not that the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics was asking. Planning for student productive struggle. Now that we know what it means, how can we make an instructional and mindset shift? This process of increasing productive struggle starts with us. We must teach students how to support themselves and then others in their productive struggle. Creating a classroom climate where it's okay to make mistakes and that encourages students to take risks in the culture is a really good start. A culture where mistakes are expected, respected, and then corrected is a culture where students will try more and more to learn. It starts in the planning stage. Develop learning goals that detail what students will take away from the lesson. Identify the evidence that students can provide or products that they will give you to inform you about their understanding. Launch the lesson by activating prior knowledge and wisdom so students can draw on it from their past experiences. Move into the essential questions that you want students to be able to answer throughout the lesson. Then turn it over to the students to complete the lesson main activity. Implementing student productive struggle. MindResearch.org gives some examples of teachers' moves to implement to foster productive struggle. You could call on students who may not have the right answer, praise students for persevering through a problem, allow time for students to tinker with ideas, go slow to go fast, provide non-routine problems that can't be solved with formulas, encourage growth mindset. The site also gives examples of teachers' moves to avoid when encouraging a classroom that supports productive struggle, like calling on a student who knows the right answer, praising students for being smart, making students' response either right or wrong, giving easier work for struggling students, or following a strict schedule for covering new material. MindShift.org also did not ask my opinion, but I feel strongly about what to implement and avoid. So I added the strategies into this blog for others. Getting comfortable with productive struggle. Providing opportunities for students to struggle and learn will lead to learning perseverance. Often people, when faced with challenge, experience discomfort. However, with practice, they become more comfortable in enduring the discomfort and working through it. This perseverance will lead to the satisfaction of overcoming a challenging problem or question or task. I think this will be the same for students. Instead of over-scaffolding or giving prompts, I recommend planning for the struggle. You can anticipate what students might struggle with during the lesson and prepare. Give students time to struggle with a task and ask questions. Build a culture where confusion and mistakes are just a part of the learning. Praise students for their efforts. Help students realize this struggle will take time. Provide strategies for what they can do when they're stuck. In closing, productive struggle promotes retention and constant learning and moves away from cramming for a quiz or memorizing. It gives students the tools to problem solve and ask the right questions. I always say our job as educators is to teach kids how to think, not what to think. Dr. Matthew X. Joseph has been a school and district leader in many capacities in public education for over 25 years. Experiences such as the Director of Digital Learning and Innovation in the Milford Public Schools, Elementary School Principal, Classroom Teacher, and District Professional Development Specialist have provided Matt incredible insight on how to best support teaching and learning. His experience has led to nationally published articles, opportunities to speak in multiple state and national events. He is an author of The Power of Us, Creating Collaborative Schools, and the co-author of Modern Mentoring, Reimagining Teaching Mentorship. You can check out more blogs from Matthew Joseph and other guest bloggers over at teachbetter.com.